Our Prophet's, peace be upon him, affectionate, protective, and loving attitude toward the people of the book. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, gave the Najran Christians permission to worship in the Masjid-e-Nabawi. A Christian Najran delegation came to Medina at the time of the afternoon prayer and entered the Masjid-e-Nabawi. Arriving when our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his people were still performing the afternoon prayer, the Christians turned to the east and prepared to worship. Some companions wished to prevent them worshiping, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded that they be left alone and permitted to worship. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, spread out his cloak for the Najran Christians to sit on during their visit. In addition, according to some accounts, our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, attended their weddings, visited their sick, and was generous to them. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, even spread out his cloak so that the Christians of Najran who came to visit him could sit on it. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the people of the book were entrusted to Muslims. In the agreement which our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, decreed the articles to Ibn Haris ibn Ka'b, who is a Christian, and other Christians. The religion, churches, lives, chastity, and property of the entire Christians living in the East and the West are under the protection of Allah, His Prophet, peace be upon him, and all the believers. None of the people embracing the religion of Christianity will be forced to accept Islam. If one of the Christians suffers murder or injustice, Muslims are obliged to help him. He narrated the verse, "Only argue with the people of the book in the kindest way." Our Prophet, peace be upon him, made the homes of the companions available for visiting members of the people of the book to stay in. In the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him, envoys and delegations visited Medina in groups. Sometimes these groups, including the people of the book, would stay for more than 10 days, such that the houses of some people, such as Abdurrahman bin Auf, Mughwar bin Subi, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, and Ansar were made available for them. In addition, a tent pitched near the masjid, where the people of Sufa who acquired knowledge around the Masjid al-Nabawi stayed, would be prepared for the visitors. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, would give documents of privilege, written commands and instructions setting out rights and privileges bestowed on certain groups and individuals in agreements with foreigners, an official text notifying the lands set aside for them. He would appoint governors from among them to some regions. Again, in sending alms officials to Muslims, the Holy Messenger would also appoint Christians as non-Muslims capitation tax officials. In fact, these official delegations that arrived were all evidence of the whole Arabian Peninsula's acceptance of the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, prophethood and dominion. On matters that were not revealed, our Prophet, peace be upon him, would act according to the behavior of the people of the book, not the pagans of Mecca. In Mecca, Rasulullah, peace be upon him, opposed the Meccan pagans on subjects on which there had been no revelation and acted in the light of the behavior of the people of the book. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, sent companions on Hijra to the Christian Najashi. The first Christian country that attracted the interest of our Prophet, peace be upon him, before the Hijra and that he desired Muslims to migrate to was Abyssinia. In the face of the ruthless tortures and oppression on the part of the pagans of Mecca, Rasulullah, peace be upon him, desired the Muslims of Mecca to migrate to Abyssinia, and he expressed those feelings in these words, "If you wish and have the means, seek shelter in Abyssinia, because nobody is persecuted in the lands of the king who rules there. That is a true and safe place. Stay there until Allah makes things easier." Our Prophet, peace be upon him, rose to his feet as the funeral procession of a Jew came past. Narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah, a funeral procession passed in front of us, and the Prophet stood up, and we too stood up. We said, "O Allah's Apostle, this is the funeral procession of a Jew." He said, "Whenever you see a funeral procession, you should stand up." Narrated by Abdurrahman bin Abi Layla, Sal bin Hunayf and Qais bin Sa'd were sitting in the city of Al-Qadisiyah. A funeral procession passed in front of them, and they stood up. They were told that funeral procession was one of the inhabitants of the land, i.e. of a non-believer, under the protection of Muslims. They said, "A funeral procession passed in front of the Prophet and he stood up. When he was told that it was the coffin of a Jew, he said, 'Is it not a living being, a soul?'" Our Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded that dhimmis, non-Muslims, should not be oppressed. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever oppresses a dhimmi or burdens a weight over him more than he can carry, I will be his enemy." Our Prophet, peace be upon him, used to speak with Christians when the prophethood first came to him. Allah's Apostle returned with the inspiration and with his heart beating severely. Then he went to Khadija bint Khuwalid. Khadija then accompanied him to her cousin Waraka bin Nawfal bin Asad bin Abdul Uzza, who during the pre-Islamic period became a Christian and used to write the writing with Hebrew letters. He would write from the Gospel in Hebrew as much as Allah wished him to write. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, allowed nobody to interfere in anyone else's religion. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, implemented the verse, "La ikraha fi al-dini," there is no compulsion in the deen, Surat al-Baqarah 256, referring to the freedom to choose one's faith. And in the year 630, he issued the following command to the envoys of the ruler of Himyar, in order to notify them that they were Muslims. "A Jew or a Christian are legally equal to believers if they are Muslims. Whoever wishes to remain a Jew or a Christian, nobody shall interfere with them." Our Prophet, peace be upon him, personally did business with Jews. One of the values on which Rasulullah, peace be upon him, based his relationships with people is honesty. The fact that someone in whom he perceived that virtue was from another faith did not prevent him establishing business relations with them. He personally took foodstuffs and loans from the Jews of Medina. When Rasulullah, peace be upon him, died, the assets for the repayment of a loan he had received from a Jew were in an armored chest. The affection of our Prophet, peace be upon him, showed the Jews during the capture of Haber. Among the spoils following the capture of Haber were copies of the Torah in scroll form. The Prophet, peace be upon him, removed these texts from the spoils and ordered that they be restored to the Jews. Again, following the capture of Haber, Muslim troops began eating from the vineyards and date gardens belonging to the Jews. The Jews complained to our Prophet, peace be upon him, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded that nobody touches the belongings, vineyards, or gardens belonging to the people of the region. Through the constitution of Medina, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that nobody should interfere with the Jews' religion. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, allowed the Jews to become a party to the constitution of Medina, signed with the Aws and the Khazraj clans, which permitted them to continue living as a separate religious community. The basis for Muslims' compassion and understanding of the Jews' faith and the traditions was laid down in the following article. The Jews of Bani Auf, non-Muslim minorities, are a community along with the believers. To the Jews their religion, and to the Muslims their religion. The Compact of Medina, signed by the Muslim immigrants from Mecca, the indigenous Muslims of Medina, and the Jews of Medina, is another important example of justice. An article of this constitution reads, "The Jews of Bani Auf are one nation with the Muslims. The Jews have their religion and the Muslims have theirs." Article 16 of the treaty reads, "The Jews who follow us is surely entitled to our support and the same equal rights as any one of us. He shall not be wronged, nor his enemy be assisted." The Prophet's, peace be upon him, companions remained true to that article in the treaty even after his death, and even practiced it with regard to Berbers, Buddhists, Brahmins, and people of other beliefs. The agreement of our Prophet, peace be upon him, made with the Christians of Najran said that they were under Muslims' protection. The privileges that the Prophet, peace be upon him, granted the people of the book in the settlements of Adru, Makna, Khaybar, Najran, and Aqaba proved that Muslims both guaranteed these non-Muslims' lives and property and recognized their freedom of belief and worship. The following articles of the agreement between our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, and the Christians of Najran need to be pointed out. To the Christians of Najran and neighboring territories, the security of Allah and pledge of His Prophet are extended for their lives, their religion, and their property, to those present as well as those absent and others besides. No bishop shall be removed from his bishopric, nor any monk from his monastery, nor any priest from his priesthood, and they shall continue to enjoy everything great and small as heretofore. They shall not oppress or be oppressed. If anyone demands his right from you, justice will be maintained between you. Neither you will be oppressed, nor will you be allowed to oppress others. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, bestowed many agreements on the people of the book. Various agreements made at the time of our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, granted the Jewish and Christian community certain privileges that guaranteed their rights and existence. The privileges granted to the monks of the St. Catherine Monastery at Mount Sinai are examples of this. These documents guaranteed the legal, religious, and social rights of those Jews and Christians who came under Muslim rule, or acknowledged Islam's sovereignty. Problems were resolved by referring to these documents. For example, the history books mentioned that Christians in Damascus presented the documents recording their privileges to Caliph Omar. Then they encountered a problem and asked him to resolve the issue accordingly.
www.harunyahya.com